VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Friends, thank you for joining us today on a program that will make you aware of what's happening in our society today. You need to know what is going on, certainly to help you be praying, but also understand the seriousness of the times in which we live, the importance of recognizing the need to share the gospel in such times, and knowing that certainly God's tolerance of what's happening in this world will one day come to a close, and the curtain is closing, and we're here to report many, many issues before you today. The goals and the aspirations of the LGBTQ plus agenda is advancing aggressively under the Biden administration, as promised, President Biden, as he was running for office, said that the transgender matter would be the most civil rights issue of our time. But when you consider what has transpired in just the last 2 weeks, with executive orders and nominees to the president's cabinet and other positions, the agenda is moving at lightning speed. Girls' sports, as we know them, are in jeopardy. Privacy in school restrooms and locker rooms, as we once knew it, will be a thing of the past. Students are being ordered to address their transgender peers with their preferred pronouns. The Washington Post has called President Biden the most pro-transgender president in history. And a shocker, folks, even American Girl has released their first doll with an LGBT storyline. All this while big tech is silencing those who are calling out these issues. While discussing these critical matters with us today, our guest, Peter LaBarbera, founder and president of Americans for Truth. Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity.
Peter, you yourself have become one of the latest victims of big tech. What's going on?
Well, after President, I call him, he's got an asterisk next to that president in my view, Jim, but President Biden had nominated a man whose name is Dr. Rachel Levine. Now, this is a man who has, quote-unquote, transitioned to a supposed female identity. His initial name was Richard. He was married. He has two children. He was married for 30 years, got divorced, Jim, and he's now a transgender activist. He's a pediatrician, and he was the top doctor in Pennsylvania. Biden appointed him to a high post at HHS, Health and Human Services Department, and I tweeted the following, Jim, on January 19th, or before January 19th. Actually, the date is January 19th. Quote, when society reaches the point where you're deemed anathema, if you simply point out that a man can't really become a woman, in quotes, and vice versa, then is it safe to say that unless there's a popular revolt against this woke nonsense, we are toast, question mark. And then I put hashtag trans insanity, hashtag Rachel Levine. I got a notice from Twitter that said, remove this tweet. I was put on hold for 12 hours. I waited. I ended up removing the tweet because I'm not ready to get booted off of Twitter yet. But this has happened to me before, and it's only a matter of time now where I and others like me who dare not call a biological male a female are going to get kicked off of Twitter under their hateful conduct policy.
Yeah, I mean, when you're telling the truth, I mean, that this is a biological male. And Peter, you're right, it's not only you. I mean, I saw the Daily Citizen, part of Focus on the Family, as well as other groups who've been censored. They've been accused of hateful rhetoric for referring to Dr. Rachel Levine, the Assistant Secretary for Health at the Department of Health and Human Services, as a biological male. And they wrote that Dr. Levine is a transgender woman, that is, a man who believes that he is a woman. And for that, yep, they got booted as well.
Yeah, Jim, we've reached the point of utter insanity where the left is demanding, in the name of their ideology, because there's no science, that male and female have separate DNA. Rachel Levine, or his original name Richard, is a man. He looks like a man with woman's hair in his photos. And so they're demanding that we violate not just our belief in God and God's wonderful creation of male and female, but that we kowtow to their ridiculous semantics, even using female pronouns for biological males. And we can't do this and keep our integrity.
Peter, it certainly has not stopped with this appointment, but now former mayor of South Bend, open homosexual Pete Buttigieg has been confirmed as the next Secretary of Transportation. I don't know what experience he had in this area of transportation, if they had local bus service in South Bend or what, but he was confirmed by the Senate 86-13.
Right. And only a few Republicans objected. And this is a man who has scolded people in the name of supposed Christianity, because he's saying he effectively blames God for his homosexuality because he says it came from God, which is a terrible blasphemy, Jim, as you know. And I really don't understand why more Republicans aren't using these appointments at the very minimum to sound off and to defend the truth. Pete Buttigieg is a very ambitious man who is going to be running again for president. Surely, he's very ambitious under the Democratic nomination. He has blasphemed the gospel. He's distorted Christianity. And why aren't there more Republicans and conservatives speaking out using these awful Biden appointments to get out truth?
And, Peter, you know, in the early hours of the Biden presidency, Biden has thrust public schools across this nation in on the transgender issue as well.
Oh, absolutely. He issued an executive order, quote, on preventing and combating discrimination on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation. And, of course, this is reversing what Trump did, which was to stop the Obama policy.
Yeah.
What we're getting here is basically Obama 2.0 on steroids. Joe Biden was actually more radical than Barack Obama. As you know, Jim, he embraced so-called homosexual marriage before Obama did, and then pressured Obama to come out for same-sex so-called marriage. Now he's declared transgenderism a basic right, and this is a very radical policy which will be used. He's not only done it in schools, Jim, he's also done it for all federal agencies. He's basically applying the Bostock awful Supreme Court decision, which we talked about months ago, Jim, and he's applying that. He's writ large. He's giving his cabinet members and his agency heads 100 days to come up with a plan to implement Bostock, which would mean implementing radical transgender and homosexual ideology across the entire federal bureaucracy.
Folks, yesterday, February 3rd, the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, they had a hearing, and the nominee was Miguel Cardona to be the next Secretary of Education. I want you to hear Senator Rand Paul, who questioned him on biological males identifying as girls being eligible to compete on girls' sports teams. Here we have likely the next Secretary of Education being questioned by Rand Paul.
The Office of Civil Rights sent a letter to Connecticut saying that boys can't compete with girls in sports.
They
shouldn't
be
forced
here
to allow boys to compete in girls' sports. If you're confirmed, will you enforce that Office of Civil Rights opinion?
Hello, Senator. Thank you for the question. I understand that there are a lot of concerns about that. If confirmed, it's my responsibility and my privilege to make sure that we're following our civil rights of all students. And that includes activities that they may engage in high school or in athletics.
What do you think in general about boys running in girls' track meets like they've been doing in Connecticut?
I think that it's critically important that education systems and educators respect the rights of all students, including students who are transgender, and that they are afforded the opportunities that every other student has to participate in extracurricular activities.
Does it bother you that, like, the top 20% of boys running in track meets beat all of the girls in the state, and that it, you know, would be, you know, completely destroy girls' athletics, that girls are being pushed out? If they don't make the finals in the state meet, they don't get college scholarships, that it's really detrimental to girls' sports. Do you worry about having boys running girls' track meets?
You know, I recognize and appreciate the concerns and the frustrations that are expressed. I've, as Commissioner of Education, have had conversations with families who have felt the way you just described it, and families of students who are transgender. So I understand that this is a challenge. I look forward to working with you and others to
Do you think it's fair to have boys running in the girls' track meet?
I think it's appropriate for it's, I think it's the legal responsibility of schools to provide opportunities for students to participate in activities, and this includes students who are transgender.
So you don't have a problem then with boys running in the girls' track meet, swimming meets, name it. You're okay then with boys competing with girls?
Respectfully, Senator, I think I answered the question. I believe schools should offer the opportunity for students to engage in extracurricular activities, even if they're transgender. I think that's their right.
All right. Well, a lot of us think that that's bizarre, you know, not very fair. You know, I come from a family that has a lot of girls who have competed in college athletics, have been state champions, and frankly, you know, some boy that's 6'2" competing against my 5'4" niece doesn't sound very fair. I think most people in the country think it's bizarre, you know, that it's just completely bizarre and unfair that people, and you're going to run the Department of Education, you've got no problem with it. That concerns me. And I think it's this kind of thing is going to lead to really just the vast majority of America just wondering, who are these people that think it's okay? From what planet are you from? I mean, to think it's okay that boys would compete with girls in a track meet, that somehow would be fair. I wonder where feminists are on this. I wonder where the people who supported women's sports are on this. I mean, we all going to be okay with hulking 6'4" guys, you know, wrestling against girls, do it, you know, it just makes no sense whatsoever. And so I think the fact that you seem to be afraid to answer the question, or you basically do answer the question by saying it's okay without saying it's okay, really is a statement to a real problem we have, and a disconnect between what middle America and what most Americans actually believe. I even think most Democrats don't believe girls should run in the boys' track meet. You know, boys should run in the girls' track meet. So I'm disappointed in the answer, and I just can't imagine that we're going to have a policy like that nationally.
This is Senator Rand Paul. Peter, your response.
Well, first of all, thank goodness for, thank God for Rand Paul being so bold. This is wonderful what he's done. We need this times 100, Jim. Every Republican ought to be talking like this, and we need to get away from this fear that Democrats are imposing. Of course he's right. It's preposterous to have boys who are stronger, faster, bigger, competing against girls and women. It will ruin women's sports. And to hear that robotic answer from this bureaucrat, this top bureaucrat that Biden has appointed, is just shameful. That he's afraid to state basic common sense and defend these girls and women who are being victimized by this radical, oppressive transgender agenda.
He would not say if it's fair. Rand Paul Pushman, would you say it's fair? He would not answer the question of fairness in this. And, you know, Rand Paul said, hey, your position is bizarre. It's bizarre to the American people.
Right. And this is plain spokenness from the senator, and I appreciate it. We all should. We should all thank Rand Paul, Jim. I think give the number out. Let's thank him, because this is wonderful. And I'm befuddled at Republicans. Why there are not more Republicans who would take this opportunity, these public opportunities, Jim. And, you know, Jim, remember in the campaign, the Democratic primary, all the reporters asked softball questions on transgender issues. He's not used to answering this question, Jim, because the media is all in the pocket of the homosexual and transgender lobby. The media is afraid to ask the questions, so we need Republicans to ask them.
The Human Rights Campaign put out a release saying transgender girls are girls. Plain and simple, there are thousands of issues facing students across the country during the pandemic, from reopening schools and restarting in-person learning to addressing and protecting the mental health of our children. Yet despite all of these pressing crises, Senator Rand Paul chose to exclusively use all of his allotted time to attack transgender children. Back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, anything new found in outer space recently?
Chris, there's always something new. Recently, the Hubble telescope located several giant gaseous planets orbiting around burned-out stars. Now, gaseous planets are not strange. Jupiter, Neptune, Saturn, they're all large and gaseous, so that's not a problem. What is a problem is that the Big Bang Theory dates these at 12.7 billion years old. This, according to the theory, is much too soon after the Big Bang to have formed the heavy elements which are present. They just don't know what they're going to do. Well, I don't know what they're going to do either. But I do know what they should do. They should give up the Big Bang Theory because it's wrong. It doesn't fit the evidence. There's got to be a better way. And there is such a way. It's found back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Our guest today, Peter LaBarbera, founder and president of Americans for Truth. And our topic today is President Biden advancing sharply the LGBTQ plus agenda. We just heard Senator Rand Paul. And Peter, you said, hey, people, you need to get behind Rand Paul. You need to call him. Why?
Well, Jim, it's because, as we both know, over many years of doing this, so few Republicans are now willing to speak out for truth on LGBTQ issues. And if Rand Paul's willing to do it, then let's give him thanks. And let's encourage, also call our own senators and representatives and say, stop self-censoring. Stop kowtowing to the Democrat LGBTQ left-wing agenda and speak truth like he did.
By the way, Senator Rand Paul's phone number to his D.C. office is 202-224-4343. That takes you right to the senator's office, 202-224-4343. Peter, let's talk about the newly confirmed Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. He was just confirmed 78-22 last week. We learned some things during his confirmation hearings, and even since he's into that position itself, we understand that he has been appointed now a new, he supported the appointing of a new special envoy for human rights and LGBTQI people, also ensuring that the U.S. ambassadors around the world would be able to fly the pride flag at his embassies.
Yeah, this goes back to Obama. Remember, Obama was the first president to create this LGBTQ envoy, which is basically an envoy for immorality. When you're proudly so-called gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, you're basically saying I'm proudly immoral. And so this is basically the United States of America, far from being the shining city on the hill that President Reagan talked about, instead being a dull lamp for depravity. We don't need to be promoting immorality, our decadence to the world. We need to help the world not end up like we've ended up with this ridiculous agenda, which is now oppressing people and ruining women's sports and all the things that come with this radical agenda.
Peter, yesterday, the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer sent out a tweet, and he said he was honoring the work of an LGBTQ plus icon. He said, "Today I'm honoring the work of Harlem native Audre Lorde, who was an LGBTQ plus icon leading an African-American poet," he sent out in a tweet. We're really seeing leadership now in the House and Senate bend over backwards to push their support for the LGBTQ plus agenda.
Yeah, Jim, it's about as close to a state ideology, or maybe you could call it a false religion, that we've seen. Everybody on one side is now promoting this ideology, and then we're promoting it in schools. Jim, I guess we're going to talk about later how so-called non-binary, this idea that children don't have a gender or a sex, that they can choose what they want, this is being promoted to very young children. We need to stand against this agenda because it is in the vanguard of tyranny in this country. Because if you don't bend to this agenda, just like all the people who are going to get kicked off of Twitter and Facebook and being put in jail by these tech tyrants, if you don't bend to this agenda, they basically want to shut you out of the public square.
So let's talk about the schools, Peter. I mean, we already mentioned President Biden's executive order on schools and school sports. 2 days ago on Crosstalk, we had Elaine Donnelly with us focusing on the forcing the military to accommodate open transgenders. And I'm now looking at Virginia's proposed model policies for the treatment of transgender students that states that students who repeatedly address a transgender student with a wrong pronoun will be subject to corrective action for violating federal and state laws, Peter.
Yes, they call this misgendering. Now, to me, misgendering is if you're a man or a boy and you call yourself the opposite sex. That's you're not using proper pronouns, but they want to criminalize or turn this into a school punishment if you dare call a biological boy with male pronouns. So Jim, it's amazing. I think what people don't understand, the average person, is that this is a revolutionary agenda that seeks to dominate in all areas of life, using and abusing the English language to do so. They're turning it on its head. Even Merriam-Webster has bent the knee to this false, these false pronouns. Every single avenue of American life now, they want to push this agenda in. They don't want to leave anybody alone. They want to force other people to bend to their ideology, and we can't do it.
Peter, also, we understand that things are going on in many, many school districts. We know that there is coming this big push for the transgender application within sports programs. This would be overnight field trips. This would be just every aspect, the locker rooms, the restrooms, the showers, etc. But there's something going on. We understand it was reported here a week ago about an Iowa public school district, Ames, Iowa, devoting this week of February 1st through the 5th to teaching Black Lives Matter guiding principles, such as telling young children that they can choose any gender they want, even if it means making up a new one. And we understand that there are coloring books that are being given out to children that are pro-transgender affirming, as well as queer affirming principles that are in these coloring books that were reportedly going to be given to children this week, Ames schools.
Yeah, Jim, this is now a national agenda. I've got in my hands a document that was put out by Welcoming Schools, which is launched by that homosexual activist group, the Human Rights Campaign, or as I call them, the Human Wrongs Campaign, in partnership with the NEA, the National Education Association, and the AASL, which is the American Association of School Libraries, which I believe, Jim, is affiliated with the ALA, the American Library Association. And they're doing exactly what you said. They are the ones pushing this ideology, this plan of telling very young and impressionable children that they are not boy or girl, that they can choose whatever gender they want. And Jim, can I read a section of the this document?
Please.
It's called a toolkit, and this is aimed at teachers. This toolkit is designed to be a resource for community members, educators, and youth serving professionals in creating welcoming and affirming spaces for transgender and non-binary youth through the reading of inclusive children's literature such as I Am Jazz, that's the one about Jazz Jennings, My Rainbow, and When Aiden Became a Brother, that's about a young child choosing a gender that's not his actual biological sex. Jim, this is insane. There was a time many years ago when the homosexual activists, the so-called gay movement in its beginnings, said, we don't want anything to do with children. We're not going to recruit children. We're not going to propagandize children. And yet that's what they're devoting tons of their energy to do now. It was all a lie. They're using schools, they're using pop culture to promote and advance this revolutionary ideology, and now it's even questioning somebody's birth sex. I mean, it never ends, Jim.
No, it doesn't, and that's going to propel me just to another school district out of Cupertino, California. The story came out just days ago here from LifeSiteNews.com. We've got a class of third graders, Peter, a California elementary school forced to undergo a lesson on social identities designed to indoctrinate them on critical race theory. The lesson required the children to classify their racial and their sexual identities before then ranking themselves based on their power and their privilege. So we've got this whole aspect of critical race theory entering into gender identities at the same time.
Yeah, and Jim, your listeners need to understand there's something called intersectionality on the left, which is one left-wing group, say the people advancing critical race theory, which is a radical ideology, which basically says white people, it's an anti-white person ideology, says you need to apologize for your white person privilege and feel guilty about it and all this stuff. The intersectionality means they work with the LGBT activists who work with the climate change activists who work with the immigration activists, etc. And CRT is very dangerous. It's another avenue that the left is using to propagandize children. And Jim, just so you know, I heard that Wheaton College out where I'm at in Wheaton, Illinois, Billy Graham's old haunt, they are starting to promote that CRT. So some evangelicals are moving into this CRT area. It's very dangerous.
Peter LaBarber is with us from AmericansForTruth.org and sharing on these critical issues here today. Peter, we talked about somewhat of the sports issues going on, and I know that there are now a number of athletes that are speaking out on this. We got female NCAA athletes declaring the truth about this transgender sports rules, very upset by this. Texas lawmakers are introducing pro-women bills against transgenders in school sports, and we also have, I believe there's a similar matter going on in the state of Oklahoma, and at the same time, we've got a male weightlifter in Minnesota who's filed a lawsuit against the USA Powerlifting after it informed him that he was ineligible to compete in the women's championship because he has a physical advantage. And this is one identifying evidently as female. But, Peter, this is going through all levels of sports and competition across the nation. And some states are starting to stand up to this. I think Montana is another state there. But there is this whole notion of just wiping out girls' sports as we know them for fair competition.
Right, because whenever they talk about anti-transgender discrimination laws and policies, what they're really doing is they are discriminating, especially against girls and women. Obviously, there's an inherent advantage for men and boys who are bigger, stronger, faster, and it's ridiculous to put them in with girls who God made them differently. God made male and female. And Jim, we both know what you're called if you propose legislation to resist this agenda. You're called transphobes. And it's the media talks about transphobia. The media is part of the gay transgender lobby. They are not presenting both sides of this, which is why, again, conservatives like Rand Paul are to be supportive whenever they take the role of what the media should be doing, which is being curious and questioning what's going to happen to girls' sports when we put transgender rights above everything.
Folks, it also is being utilized. We talked about what's happening in some of the schools toward young people, but Peter, for those parents who park their children in front of the Cartoon Network as well, they are getting their fill of it in that they are one of their flagship programs, I guess, Steven Universe, received praise from many LGBT organizations. The queerest cartoon on TV, as some have called it, a woman in tuxedos, boys in dresses, a non-binary person, whatever clothing they want. And all of it is being celebrated, reports the Daily Signal. We've also got Cartoon Network putting out a tweet. Here's to not only normalizing gender pronouns, but respecting them, too. Whether you use he, she, them, or something else, we acknowledge and love you. This indoctrination, Peter, coming through even such auspices as the Cartoon Network to reach young children.
Yeah, Jim, and I think we really have to call on our pastors now and our moral leaders to get out from under the bushel and speak out about this. I mean, we know what the Lord said about anybody who leads people astray. This is exactly what's happening. When you take young people and you tell them that they don't have to be the gender that they are, they can be anything they want, that is dangerous, and it's manipulating and corrupting and hurting those children.
Peter LaBarber is with us here today. A quick 60-second break. And folks, a shocker to many, when we come back, now even American Girl releasing its first doll with a LGBT storyline. Back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
From Ray Comfort and Living Waters comes the dramatic film Audacity, tackling a very divisive issue today, homosexuality. Challenged by a co-worker to defend his convictions about homosexuality and same-sex marriage, Peter has to consider if he has the courage to stand for what he believes, even at the risk of losing a friendship. How will he respond when faced with a harrowing life or death experience? Audacity uses a unique approach to address a very contemporary issue and challenges the viewer to reach out and approach the greatest spiritual need everyone faces. Audacity is a 55-minute powerful dramatic film that will impact your life. Get your copy of Audacity for a donation of $5, or 5 copies for a donation of $18, 10 copies for $25 when you call 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Our guest today, Peter LaBarbera from Americans for Truth. And sharing with you folks, educating as to what is happening on a rapid pace in our culture in the last 2 weeks in particular, where the skids have been greased to advance the LGBTQ plus agenda. We were talking about some of the movement going on, not only from the pen of the president, but also the appointments. And then we also look in brief what's going on in some of the schools. But Peter, now even in the toys. And when I saw this story the other day, I actually said out loud, "What in the world?" Because when I saw this, I couldn't believe the headline I was seeing: American Girl released its first doll with an LGBT storyline. That the company is saying it reflects the realities of our time. Here we have the American Girl doll. I mean, this was a near staple of American childhood, reports Charisma News. They said originally produced by Pleasant Roland and her Pleasant Company, are now by toy manufacturing Mattel. The dolls portray 8 to 11-year-old girls of various ethnicities, each with their own storyline, popular in educational circles because of their historical emphasis. Each doll is accompanied by a set of books told from the viewpoint of the individual American girl. Well, sold at its first and only through catalogs, the dolls or books, company products such as beds and clothes and other things are all sold online in key cities and so forth. But Peter, it's their new doll that they have, the Kira doll, such in which she, the book is Kira Down Under, tells the story of her visit to an animal sanctuary in Australia operated by her great aunts, Mamie and Lynette, who are in a same-sex marriage relationship. Peter, this is amazing that this now is being infiltrated through American Girl.
Yeah, Jim, nothing is sacrosanct anymore. My daughter has an American Girl doll she had gotten when she was very young. She still has it. She's in her 20s now, just to preserve it because it was something special. But everything gets corrupted, Jim. And I think this is the result of trying to pretend that things that are unequal are equal. We're living in Isaiah 5:20 times. Evil is good and good is evil. And, Jim, I'm looking at Romans 1 right now, Romans 1:26, Romans 1:24. Therefore, God gave them over in their sinful desires of their heart, the sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator. 1:26, because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. And the times we're living in is, if you believe that, what I just read, you're a homophobe, you're a bigot, you're a hateful person, you need to be banned from the culture, whereas if you celebrate sexual immorality in the form of lesbianism or transgender lunacy, you are all American. That's what they're trying to do. They're flipping everything on its head.
Yeah, indeed. I just want to go back to the school for a moment, because CBN had this story about an Illinois high school senior facing a disciplinary hearing after she refused to participate in the school's student gender and sexuality program, requested a religious accommodation to exempt her from the class. But the school requires students to complete the student gender and sexuality program before graduation. Students must agree to both stay engaged and experience discomfort while participating in the program, which uses sexual language to identify sexual preferences and gender identity. Peter, she's being represented by First Liberty Institute, but they're trying to force this down the throat of this student.
Right. It's not about tolerance. It's about forced compliance with the new state ideology, which is all things LGBTQ need to be celebrated. That's where we are, and it's going to have to be Christians and honorable conservatives who fight for the truth and refuse to buckle, because if we don't defend our liberty, they will crush it.
The activist mommy, Elizabeth Johnson, also reporting here, it's in the colleges as well, heterosexual relationships. This is a California professor calling heterosexuality doomed, calling it tragic. Heterosexual relationships are tragic, the cause of misogyny, so-called toxic masculinity, inequality, abuse, and much more. This is Jane Ward, a self-described lesbian and professor of gender and sexuality studies at the West Coast State School, making waves with wild claims that heterosexuality emphasizes inequality and leaves heterosexual individuals worse off than if they had been in a same-sex relationship. Peter, that is really taking that which is normal and casting it as being abnormal, and that which is abnormal calling normal. You called it from Isaiah there, that which is evil is good, that which is good is evil.
Yeah, and Jim, there is a long streak of what I call homo superiority in the quote-unquote gay movement. Now we're seeing it with transgenders, where they actually completely rebel and say that their sinful lifestyles are superior. I'm thinking back to in the 70s and 80s sometime when you had homosexual activists calling heterosexuals breeders, that pejorative. And you see the sort of Dan Savage saying that monogamy is passé. Now we have to be monogamish, which means you could be in a monogamous, a married relationship, but you can have outside sex with somebody else and still be part of your, you know, it's all ridiculous. And they're trying to sell this. They're marketing it. And what we need to understand is the media is their PR arm. The media works hand in hand. No matter what it is, the media will always take the side of the sexual sin movement that calls itself gay. And we have to speak out, and we have to get our allies to speak out, because we need something to answer back to the media.
And folks, corporate America is going hook, line, and sinker in this. There are so many illustrations. Peter, I'm going to point out just one today. And Todd Starnes had the column about Cadbury eggs. And we know that they're the famous for their chocolate Easter egg treats, but they released a commercial in celebration of their 50th anniversary, debating all the different ways that people eat the new Cadbury cream egg. But toward the end of the commercial, that's what's sparking conversation here. We have, it says it's like Disney's Lady and the Tramp scene where the two dogs share spaghetti, except it's two grown men spinning around in a circle and sharing a cream-filled chocolate egg in a sexualized way. And Peter, Cadbury egg getting in on the LGBTQ advancement as well.
Yeah, they're just shoving in our face homoeroticism. It doesn't, you know, everywhere you turn now, and they're trying to mainstream it, and they're contemptuous of traditional Christian morality, biblical morality, and they won't stop. You can choose. I mean, I don't really think Cadbury eggs are a necessity. You can react the way you want. Maybe there's certain things you can choose not to purchase, but it's everywhere, Jim.
Peter LaBarbera is with us today. Folks, we're going to be opening lines in just a moment here. But, Peter, I notice in Scotland, Scottish teachers are reporting non-trans-affirming parents to social services. Are we far from that here in the United States?
I think you will see that, of course, because it's all about control and the ideology. Although, Jim, I will say that there's one positive thing in Britain, where the Britain Medical Agency has stopped the sex reassignment surgeries and hormone therapies for minors, children under 18. So that's a good thing that we can emulate here in the United States.
Peter, let me ask you, do you hate homosexuals? Do you hate transgenders?
If I hated them, I wouldn't tell them the truth, that God can deliver them from this sin. Of course we don't hate, Jim. I know you don't. I know your heart. I mean, I've worked with you many years. We simply want to tell the truth, and it's God's truth. And the wonderful part about it is that God gave his son to die for our sins. And this is a sin movement. It's about behavior. The behavior doesn't define the person any more so than a person who's committed a drug offense or something, that behavior defines him. We have forgiveness through Jesus Christ. It's a gift from God. We need to offer that to people trapped in this lifestyle. And so many have come out through Christ, through the grace of Jesus. We need to offer that, the gospel, to as many people as we can. That's truth in love. Telling somebody that they're gay or transgender, this is who they are, that's not a loving thing to do.
Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. If you have a question you'd like to ask of our guest here today, Peter LaBarbera of Americans for Truth, if you have a question to ask or brief comment, feel free to give us a call here, 800-733-9829. Peter, again, your website, you address a number of issues as they pop up, such as the sort of things we're talking about here.
Yes, Jim. Americans for Truth, and that's F-O-R, AmericansForTruth.com or .org.
Okay. And folks, you'll find out information there about Peter's organization, Americans for Truth. And like to take your questions, your brief comments here today. We're going to begin in West Bend, Wisconsin. And Francesca, you're on the air.
Hi, my question is, so I'm aware that the boys are, or men are allowed to play on the women's team. Is it vice versa? Does it go both ways, or is it just one-sided?
It is both ways, but there is a physiological advantage for a larger bone structure, muscle mass, et cetera. But you're right. It is vice versa as well, where you'll have girls that are competing on male sports teams.
Okay,
Tim, can I say something too?
Yeah, go ahead, Peter.
The clip you played with Rand Paul and the education agency head is incredible because obviously he's afraid. He's afraid of the big LGBTQ lobby. He's afraid. He knows. I'm sure he knows in his heart and deep down that it's wrong for biological boys to compete against girls. And yet he's afraid to say it. And I think that's very telling.
For that nominee. And I think it's very interesting, Peter, because we have seen just a number of sports that girls have been, they've fallen down in the ranks, meaning whereby they would have placed second or third. They are now falling off the platform, so to speak, because there are biological males who compete as girls that are winning, first, second place, that are putting them in jeopardy of scholarships and other things as well.
Absolutely, Jim. And there's some amazing stats on the web of, like the top 20 runners, for example, in high school are able to beat some college age females. Mm-hmm. Top area male runners, men, real boys, are able to beat college women. Males are, God made males, gave them advantages, he gave women advantages, but males are generally stronger, faster, and bigger than women, and it's not fair to have them compete.
Let's go to Lee in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Lee, you're on the air.
Oops,
sorry,
very simple,
Lee.
Short question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is the culture war, in your opinion, permanently lost, or can we have any chance to fight back against all this political correctness?
Thank you, Lee. Peter?
Well, I don't think we should ever say something's lost. We can't predict the future. I think we need a revival. I think America is lost without a revival. I think America is sinking, and the main reason is biblical illiteracy, walking away from God. I mean, Donald Trump said, make America great again, but I think we need to make America fear God again.
Yeah.
There's no fear of God, which leads to man-centered ideologies, which leads to tyranny.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, it's always right to do right, Peter. And we think about, the prophet Jeremiah. And so why don't you just stop prophesying, Jeremiah?
Right.
There's doom, there's judgment coming for the people. Why don't you just be quiet? But we did see, what transpired there. Yes, God brought judgment. People were then restored. I think of Nineveh with Jonah, where he went and 40 days, Nineveh is going to be destroyed. It was a very, very wicked, wicked people. And yet the people turned and repented. And, Peter, that's what we need. We need another great awakening, do we not?
We sure do. And look at the clip you played with Rand Paul. I keep going back to it, Jim, because it really lifted my spirit. But the truth is hundreds of times more powerful than the lies. Rand Paul just stated some basic truth, how ridiculous it was for biological males to compete against girls and causing girls to lose scholarships, etc. And think about the power that had. We need more people to do it.
We're going to be back in 1 minute, and we'll come right back to your phone calls. So stay on the line with us. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Recently, I had in my TV studio and on my radio show an attorney from Michigan, Matt DiPerno. Matt is the only attorney in the United States of America to get a court order to do a forensic audit of Dominion voting machines. He reported to us that after having a forensic audit done by experts, they found many problems with the Dominion machines, including, he reported, a 68% failure rate. He also said that when they went in there to look at the machines, the logs but like the system files, the adjudication files, the log files, they were gone. We also find, he says, that even blank ballots that are shoved through the machine are counted as a vote, and then they're sent to what's called adjudication, where someone or a group of people decide who they think you meant to vote for. We have a serious problem with our voting system in America, and the American people must demand free and fair elections to be a free and fair country.
Peter LaBarbera is our guest today. His website, AmericansForTruth.org.com, both work, and you can get through to him there. Going right back to the phone lines, Miami, Florida. Courtney, you're on the air.
God bless all you saints, and God bless your grandmothers and your mothers and your fathers. This program today shows you that Satan knows his time is short. Watch your kids. You heard this program today. God just woke me up. I came out the hospital today, and I just woke up to hear the tail end of this. But I'm going to, Lord willing, re-record it tonight. Pray for our kids. Watch our children. Yeah. Get into that Bible with them. Don't just give them a Bible. Get into the study each and every day with them. God bless all y'all, and I hope this show, the church ain't fail, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen. But all this is showing you, parents, is Satan wants to take your children, to hell with him. And I thank God because that one verse says, and such were some of you.
Amen.
And if you can't witness to one, walk past them and ask God. Send that word to them. Ain't nothing going to stop that word. God bless you all now.
Thank you, Courtney. Let's go to Ethan in Princeton, Minnesota. You're on the air, Ethan.
Amen to that, Jim.
Yeah. Ethan, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thank you for this program. This has been a real eye-opener for me. You've really brought up some issues that I didn't even know existed here in America. Thank you really much for that. But on the issue of transgenderism and the sports and whatnot, yeah, that is a serious problem. I'm a really big guy for someone my age.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, a girl that is my height has next to no chance of being able to beat me in any kind of sport. There are a few exceptions, gymnastic one of them. But no, the very possibility of that is so slim. It's not going to happen. And with President Biden making all of these big mandates, orders, and whatnot, he calls himself Catholic, but the Bible has said that that is wrong in more places than one.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you're right, Ethan. God created male and female, is what Scripture tells us.
Yeah, it's not male and male, and it's not a guy saying he's a girl,
mm-hmm.
and not girl saying guy. It's bizarre. I'm not going to be surprised if Sodom and Gomorrah, the city that was lit on fire from heaven, I'm not going to be surprised if that happens here in America. And the first place that it's going to happen, probably, is Washington, D.C. First spot is going to hit
Ethan,
the White House.
Thank you. Thank you for your thoughts here today. And what you're pointing out is the issue of God's judgment. And we know God's judgment is coming. Scripture tells us that just as he judged the world with the flood during the time of Noah, he also judged during the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. And Peter, we know that judgment is not only upon us, but there is a greater judgment to come as well.
Absolutely, Jim, and what a couple of wonderful calls. But you know, with regard to Biden calling himself a Catholic, I suggest people go. I used to work for a website called LifeSite News. They are a Catholic-run website, and they recently got banned for saying that Dr. Rachel Levine, who is that transgender appointment, this is a man who's pretending to be a woman, who thinks he's a woman. Biden appointed him to a senior position at HHS. LifeSite got banned for calling him using male pronouns, not saying he's a woman. They got pushed off of Twitter. And so it doesn't matter what you call yourself. It's what God's truth is. And so many people in Washington are religious, but it's almost like a prop. They're not really following even their own religion.
We've got to move on here, Ethan, but thank you for your call. Yeah, Scripture says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do the things that I say? Tony in Charleston, Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you. I have a question. Let's just suppose that we have two men that are married and they adopt a little girl, and she goes into one of these here events where they play against boys and girls, and she gets really beat up by accident, or say she gets something broken or something because her opponent was bigger and stronger than she is. How are they going to justify that? You see what I'm saying?
Well, I see what you're saying, but in essence, we're having some of that happen with some of the tournaments that are going on, whereby, and Peter, I believe this goes into all sports. I mean, doesn't it enter wrestling and boxing and on the sports go?
Yeah, there's a transgender, I think it's MMS fighter. I can't remember his name. I'm going to use the proper pronoun. It's not a woman. It's acting as a woman. And some of the women who he's beaten are complaining. They're saying he's just too strong. He's he's not a real woman. And so you wouldn't want a woman. I don't really support women's boxing or that sort of thing. But, I mean, really, we're sending women in to compete against biological males where they can actually be harmed?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and thanks
Correct.
For pointing that out, Tony.
Correct.
Let's go to Don in Pensacola. You're on the air, Don.
Yeah, Scripture says, 1 Corinthians 14:40, Paul speaking, let all things be done decently and in order, 1 Corinthians 14:40. What about the rights of these girls in these sports teams? And then what about my rights? I want to watch a fair sporting event. And I'm retired now, and I love sports.
Yeah, and I'm going to, and we're down to less than a minute here. Peter, I'm going to expand that. What about the rights of girls who are using restrooms, locker room, showers that don't want a biological male coming in there, not let alone compete against them, but utilize the same, the same private facilities?
Absolutely. Jim, and I have the name of that MMS fighter. It's Fallon Fox. I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. She said, and she was born in Toledo, Ohio, where she was, quote, assigned male at birth. So this is crazy what's going on. Parents should not stand for it. We need to fight it with everything we've got.
And Peter, final comment here.
Yes, I mean, Jim, this program has been very illustrative, I mean, of all the issues that come to play when we allow sexual immorality, which continues to get worse and worse and worse. It went from homosexual, bisexual, to now transgender. This is a very oppressive movement that demands adherence from everybody, and we must fight.
And remember, as Peter pointed out from 1 Corinthians 6:11, such were some of you, but you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Peter, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Jim, and amen to that.
And folks, thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.